Good morning, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving. It's so beautiful. You may have a seat. We'll have our announcements.
They brought a meat pie. I never saw pie and meat in the same sentence before. But apparently it went over really well. So you're allowed to be thinking out of the box here. At the end of the service today, if you want prayer, there'll be people stationed in the right hand corner to pray with you. That's all the announcements this morning.
All right, good morning, folks. We have one more announcement. It's October. Does everybody know what happens in October? Yay, this side wins. They know what's going on. So it is Pastor Appreciation Month. Today is actually the day, but I didn't realize that. So we'll have to do more appreciative things later or next week. So, you know, we all know, Lewis, we all appreciate you. We mm-hmm. kind of love you, too. So, you know, let's give him a hand to start off. Speech.
It's true. No. All right, let's sing together. If you'd like to stand, it's easier to sing when you're standing, so just do it.
Oh, we shout out your praises, joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. We won't be quiet. We shout out your praises, there's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. We won't be quiet. We shout out your praises, there's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. We won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. Oh, 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 we shout out your praise.
Whenever I do this with the kids, they get really loud. Is that a new cue?
Yes.
Yeah? It means get loud. That we have lots of reasons to be thankful all the time, but Thanksgiving is my absolute favorite holiday of the year because it just really realigns everything when we go back to gratitude, right? Just helps put everything in just right perspective. So I'm a little bit energized this morning. But shouting out his praise is something we have to practice because for some of us it's really not normal to be loud. But it's the time to get loud. Yeah.
Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance.
worthy? Is he worthy?
Yes.
He is. Yes. Okay, feel free to say hi to each other. Kids, you're dismissed to Sunday school.
We've yet to come up with a greeting song. A greeting time song.
Yeah, yeah. Some kind of doo 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 doo.
The volumes of chocolate that are in stores are at one of its highest peaks the same month as Pastor Appreciation. Wow! From the foundations of the world. Again, Thea was just talking about Thanksgiving, and one of the things that we should be enormously grateful for is that we live in a peaceful country. You probably have seen the news and what's happening with Israel and the Palestinians. There's no win there for anybody. So this morning we're going to be praying for somehow peace to enter their land and peace to enter their hearts. It's so hard when people have loved ones that have been killed by the other side and they can't let it go. And somehow we need to pray for God's forgiveness to land on people's hearts in the midst of this. We're going to be using 1 Chronicles 29 to pray. Let's pray. In adoration, David said in verse 10 and 11, O Lord, the God of our ancestors, Israel, may you be praised forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the garments, or the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. Everything in the heavens and earth is yours, O Lord. This is your kingdom. We adore you as the one who's over all things. Let us now join with these words. We praise you. We adore you. You are over all things. We echo this truth of God over and over in our hearts. In confession, David writes in verse 17, I know, my God, that you examine our hearts and rejoice when you find integrity there. God knows all the things lurking in our hearts and minds and the things revealed in our actions. Come confess your sins to him who forgives all things, choosing integrity over sin. thanksgiving. In verse 13, 14, David writes, O our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. But who am I and who are my people that we could give anything to you? Everything we have has come from you, and we give you only what you first gave us. We're too overwhelmed by the richness of his love, of his lavish gifts that he's given us. Let us thank him for all he has given and respond in generosity to his generosity. As Thea says in this Thanksgiving weekend, we want to have hearts that are full of gratitude for all that you've given us. Supplication. At the close of the prayer, David writes, verse 18 and 19, O Lord, the God of our ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, make your people always want to obey you. See to it that their love for you never changes. Give my son Solomon a wholehearted heart, desire to obey all your commands, your laws, your decrees, and do everything necessary to build this temple for which I've made these preparations. What is the work that God has placed before us to accomplish with a wholehearted obedience? We ask God to direct our path, help us to obey him in our home life, places at work, or in school. Let us bring a request before him, inviting him into this coming week. Now we pray for Bill and Sandy, Ernie's family, Marcia and Neville, Jerry and Gloria, for Angel, for Faith, for Don and Thea's family, for Kevin and Corrine's family, for Susan. Some of the places around the world, Mexico, Moldova, Iran, Sudan, Ukraine, Israel. God, we pray for peace, supernatural peace that goes beyond how normally people treat each other. We pray that you give leaders in these lands, that you would be speaking to their hearts in whatever way, through dreams, through visions, that you could restore again dignity, integrity, and peace among your people. And God, for all the unspoken requests, things we're not even quite sure what to do with in our lives, the burdens we carry. We give these to you, our good and great God, who knows us like no other, who loves us unconditionally and is forever for us. Please come and meet us. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let's pray together as Jesus taught us, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
Good morning. Jeremiah 29:4-14. This is what the Lord of Heaven's armies, the King of the God of Israel, says to all the captives he has exiled to Babylon from Jerusalem. Build homes and plan to stay. Plant gardens and eat the food they produce. Marry and have children. Then find spouses for them so that they may have many grandchildren. Multiply. Do not dwindle away. And work for the peace and prosperity of the city where I sent you out into exile. Pray to the Lord for its welfare will determine your welfare. This is what the Lord of Heaven's armies, the God of Israel, says. Do not let your prophets and fortune tellers who are with you in the land of Babylon trick you. Do not listen to their dreams, because they are telling you lies in my name, I have not sent them, says the Lord. This is what the Lord says. You will be in Babylon for 70 years, but then I will come and do for you all the good things I have promised, and I will bring you home again. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a hope and a future. In those days when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. I will be found by you, says the Lord. I will end your captivity and restore your fortunes. I will gather you out of the nations where I sent you and bring you home again to your own land.
Grace that flows like a river, washing over me. Fount of heaven, love of Christ, overflow in me. Thank you, Jesus. You set me my Savior.